would you be doing to the nail? If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a
driving bed? The nails.
Okay. If a nail ripped your stocking and you took a hammer, what would you do to the nail?
Hit it.
Okay, or if you were putting it into the wood, you would do as
drive
you said earlier.
Damn.
Drive. Okay. What do you call the little things along the edge of a roof that carry water off?
Gutters.
You have a house and an eel. What do you call the place where the two come together? You know.
The valley.
Okay. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
What would you call outdoor toilets?
Privy.
Did you ever call it anything jokingly? You know, where you...
Outhouse.
Yeah, that's
or
one.
The John.
The John?
The John was is the newest.
Uh-huh.
But privy was, you know, that was a big word then.
Uh-huh. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, something troubles too. In other words, if you had some troubles and you were telling me about your troubles, you would say about yourself, well,
I have troubles too.
Okay. Did you hear that noise? If I ask you if you heard a noise, what would you say in answering that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Would you, if you were talking about sometime in the past, you would say that you had, how would you indicate in the past that you'd heard a noise? What would you say?
I have heard the noise.
Alright. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I...
have known them.
If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I...
haven't seen him.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, your answer would be,
yes, he has seen him.
You are going. You're going to do something every day. Do you do it frequently? You might answer, yes, I...
do it real often.
Right. You don't smoke cigars, but he...
smokes cigarettes.
All right. If you wanted to emphasize it using the form of a word like... you say, I do something, you know? How would you say if you said, you don't smoke cigars, but he...
smokes.
All right. Would you use a form of the word, the verb, or the word do to emphasize that?
He does smoke.
Okay. You can give him his choice, but he will tell you which one you give him. In other words... all right, let's put it this way. If a man lets his farm get all run down and he doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just...
don't care.
All right. You don't think so, do you? Would you make a statement like that? Would you say, don't I know it? If you were asking a person what they thought about something, how would you ask that? In other words, if you were questioning them about what they think about something and asking if they thought the same thing that you did, would you phrase it, how would you phrase it?
What do you think about it?
Okay. And if they said, I don't think it's going to rain, and you ask them again, you might question them again on that. And using the word you, how would you question them?
You might be wrong.
Okay. And if someone asks